This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Korea has kimchi, Germany sauerkraut, Scandinavians do it to herring. Yes, pickling is done in almost every culture. It's a great way to preserve fresh produce and enjoy it during the winter. McClure's Pickles, based in Brooklyn and Detroit, makes a spicy dill variety from a generations-old recipe. Bob McClure first learned to make pickles from his grandfather, and he's here with us today for this week's segment of Last Chance Foods. Bob, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me.
So you run McClure's Pickles along with your brother and your parents. How did your family decide to get into the pickle business?
After a long time of pickling, as we were growing up, we decided 3 years ago that it would be a good and crazy idea to start a pickle company.
Crazy indeed. Why are pickles so pervasive across so many cultures?
I think there's a sense of continuing tradition and also being able to preserve the food that you enjoy during the normal season when it's normally not particularly available for you.
How can others make pickles at home? Is it hard? How do you get cucumbers to stay crisp?
It's a pretty simple process. Getting cucumbers crisp is buying really fresh produce when it's available. During the wintertime, it's a little tougher to do that. But if you do get really fresh cucumbers, keep them on ice for a little bit longer than you might before pickling. That'll strengthen up the cellular walls of the vegetable itself. And then you should be able to pickle them just fine.
So all of the pickles you're selling today, you pickled them, what, August, September?
Actually, they're pickled and sold relatively close to each other. We want to try to get the freshest possible product out to our customers. So the ones that, say, I have sitting here were probably pickled less than a month ago.
So where are you getting your cucumbers?
Our cucumbers, during the summertime, we get them from local farmers where we're producing them. During the wintertime, since, again, it's tough to find local cucumbers, they don't grow in the winter, we get them from farmers who we are in direct contact with. Right now, we're working with farmers in Arizona and Florida to get our cucumbers.
What's the range of things that can be pickled?
You can pretty much pickle anything from fruits, vegetables, to leather shoes. I wouldn't recommend eating the leather shoe, though.
What's the craziest thing you've pickled?
I've done apples, and it kind of turned out to be like applesauce, which I wasn't expecting. So I've got a little bit of work to go ahead
and
do.
It broke down. The apple broke down and got mushy.
Yeah, it gets quite kind of mushy.
Yeah. Anything else that you have really liked pickling, were surprised by pickling?
Well, we're working on a Bloody Mary mix, which is derivative from our spicy pickle brine.
Since the cucumbers or radishes or the shoe that you mentioned or whatever's being pickled is seasonal, do pickles taste different depending on when they're made?
Yeah, I think there's certainly variances and small variances in the ingredients that you put into the jars. For instance, during the summer, we get flowering dill, which a lot of the farmers tend to throw out and not use. The flowering dill carries a lot of the pollen, which when put into the jar and mixed with the other vegetables, tends to have a fennel-like quality. And that flavor is only going to be available during the summer months when that particular dill flower is made.
So pickling seems to be very popular all of a sudden. There's your pickles, McClure's Pickles. I see at my Fort Greene Farmers Market, Rick's Picks. There's Wheelhouse. What do you think has accounted for this sudden interest in pickles?
I wouldn't call it a sudden interest. I think pickling has been done for ages.
Sure.
And again, across like every culture in the world. I think there's a vibrant resurgence of it because people are realizing that they have accessibility to fresh local produce. They enjoy supporting local farmers, and they enjoy doing things on their own and not feeling like you need to walk into a supermarket and take for granted what's on the shelf. I think in a culture where we have so much information available to us, we actually want to know what is going on in the food that we're eating, where it's coming from, and how it's produced and who it's produced by.
So how do you defend paying $10 for your pickles versus, what, $2 in the store?
Well, our pickles are all natural. There's no added ingredients that would cause you any short-term or long-term harm. It's our recipe based on our great-grandmother's recipe passed down through our family. All the jars are made by a member of the family. We don't outsource any of the production.
So you're really supporting a family business.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Thank you, Amy.
To get the McClure's recipe for quick pickle carrots, to send in your own recipe, or to learn more about pickling, go to the culture page at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.